No, that's not. Oh yeah, that's right. Oh, you already got that. And that one too, I guess. And nah. Oh, well, never fucking mind then. Hey, humanity, it turns out the stethoscope thing was just a TV trope all along. Who knew, huh? I can't believe I fell for that. Seriously, it's been like more than a decade since I even had access to a screen, and I'm still falling for stupid nonsense like... Oh, I recognize those little blue lights. It's a goddamn working screen! Can you believe this? We've been finding our way with nothing but the freaking starlight to guide us, and the Big Shots had a fully functional, renewable generator in here this whole time. Oh my god, the lights! This is why we always got dimmers at our old place, and... Wow, that's one hell of a chandelier. Who were they even trying to impress by putting this here? I didn't see them letting a single soul in. Dude, they have a working fridge too? I can't wait to see what they have left here. I'm fucking starving. Oh god, do you know what this even is? They had an unopened bottle of champagne in here the whole time. Okay, no food though. Let's get to the freezer. No freaking way! It's real, authentic, non-fake ice cream. I even recognized the brand from when I was little, back on Earth. Huh. I wonder if you're lactose intolerant. Are you willing to risk it? Okay, what else? Let's see. Man, I bet there's all kinds of delicacies with... Oh, it's all frozen pizzas. Well, they also have a microwave, so... Nah, this used to be what everyday folks ate, but the richest of the bunch liked fish eggs with like these weirdly shaped shellfish that no one else knew how to open up properly. I got to try it once, and I swear I barely got any nutrition in me. Oh yeah, also they boil them alive just so they would taste better, or so they said. Yeah, they tell you this place is fucked up compared to home, but that's just crude, right? Oh, and there were also these oyster things that people with lots of money ate alive, and they were considered the perfect recipe for getting someone into bed. Man, Earth was weird. Okay, let's microwave a pizza, take the ice cream out, and wait for it to get a bit softer, and then... Oh, dude! These are speakers! They're even the really good expensive ones! No. No. You need to get this. Expensive speakers are not like expensive food. They actually make sense. Okay. Let's see what these assholes are listening to. Oh. Well, this sure is some unbearably depressing shit. Let's get rid of it. Let's see what we're in the mood for. Oh, this is perfect. That's more like it. Hey, come on up here and shake that ass with me. Come on, you're not seriously going to force me to dance on my own, are you? Oh, do you not know how to dance? Never. Not once in your life? Okay, we seriously need to do something about that, so come on up here and grab into my hands. Okay, now look at my feet and feel the rhythm. That's right. Now, when I move my right foot back like this, that's when you move your left foot forward. See? Good. Now, step back to that position you started in, and... Ah! No. You didn't hurt me. It's fine. I just lost balance a bit. That... Yeah, you can lean closer to me. I think I have an idea. You know, there's another dance that doesn't require so much coordination, but it requires me to turn around, like this, and then you put one hand on my hip and the other kind of around my waist. Yeah, like that. Now, you need to feel my hips moving and move with me, okay? Like that. Press up against me. Tight. Move against my ass. And then lean real, real close to my neck. Like you're going to whisper something dirty in my ear. Fuck. Oh, this is nice. Oh. cried. I've never seen anyone look so embarrassed in my life. Lighten up. It's just dancing. Come on, you're acting like you've never even touched a girl like that. Oh, fuck. I'm an idiot. Okay, look. You have nothing to be embarrassed about, and if anyone should be, it's me for being insensitive, okay? Let me make it up to you. Do you want to have some pizza with ice cream and champagne? I've heard they really enhance each other. Brilliant. Now, we only need spoons, and that's for the ice cream. Let's just eat the pizza out of the box with our hands and take turns with the bottle. Try combining them. It's fucking great. No, it's not. I'm just messing with you. I'm sorry. You're just so innocent and naive, and I love that shit about you. Honestly, though, if you'd taken the Commander-in-Chief seriously, you'd gotten some much more bizarre ideas about this world. It's really just a miracle that we were immune for some reason. Look, I don't mean to get you down, but watching everyone in the whole station just lay down and die, it isn't something I want to remind myself of. Yeah, I guess that is why I like to make jokes all the time, but having said that, what I remember is most upsetting was how that asshole didn't do shit about it. Like, they could have just taken it seriously, put safety measures in place and saved lives, and they just didn't. I was dumb enough to think it would change when he got the thing himself, but hey, turns out when you have access to medical care that no one else has, you just end up seeing yourself as more immortal. Or at least, he did. And hey, that would be fine if he just toyed with his own life, but to instead use all available channels to dismiss the whole sickness as something that only affects weaklings? Man, I guess it's technically wrong to feel Schadenfreude, but seeing him finally beaten down by syphilis contracted from one of his little luxury models did feel like a true case of poetic justice. Should I be judged poetically? I mean, who cares at this point, right? We've gone through everything together, and ultimately, no matter who fucked up in what way, we still ended up here, on a completely empty space station with a single working generator left, and a whole pile of frozen pizza. I'd say at least there are worse ways to witness the apocalypse. Like, there's no lakes of fire or any of that stuff up here at least, although I can't help but wonder if the planet has turned into that by now. Whatever kind of sight it is up close, the Earth is beautiful from up here, wouldn't you say? Glowing, colorful, spinning and shifting. Almost as if it were still alive. I miss it. Dude, you should have seen what cows were like. Yeah, the ones that produced the stuff we made ice cream with. They were so awesome. Like, they even gave us cheese too, and helped fertilize plants. I miss cows. How stupid does that sound, huh? I'm sorry I embarrassed you. How much did they keep watch on you people? Dude, that is fucking harsh. I mean, my job wasn't that good either, but at least I didn't have some asshole breathing down my neck constantly, and at least I could have some freedom at home. Yes, I don't know if you've reflected upon it yourself, but well, from the way you've described them to me, your foster parents sound like a pair of dictators. I've never gone that shit, you know? Live prudish enough and don't ever have any fun, and you might not be burned alive forever. Do they make you believe that? Like, in your heart, or whatever? I think I get it. Like, your body is still stuck with being raised that way. That's why you reacted the way you did when we danced. Look, I'm sorry if I've been pushy or inconsiderate at times. I guess my way of dealing with harsh realities is to just move on and try to laugh as much as I can. Maybe you need to take things slower, huh? Listen, I hope you know that you can trust me and that I would never go anywhere you wouldn't want me to. And at the same time, I do see the way you look at me sometimes, and I like it. Ever since I was young, they always described me as, well, one of the guys, whatever that means, and I'm just not used to a guy worrying about how he's looking at me. Like, when it happened, I just made some jokes, and they made jokes back, and we all just laughed, and I thought treating you that way would make things easier for you, when it clearly didn't. Hey, look at me, okay? Tell me something. What do you want? Because if you want me, you can have me. Can I ease you into it? Take my hand. Now, let me turn around, like I did before, and however you react, just take it for what it is, okay? Your hands feel good around my waist. Let me move my hips with you. Yeah, grind up against my body and touch me anywhere you want. Yeah, that feels good. Push your boner against my ass. Oh, fuck. Yeah. Just let your hands wander. Take my shirt off. Let me raise my arms. No, it's okay. You're not squeezing too hard. Hey, have you ever unhooked a bra? Babe, it's nothing to feel embarrassed about, okay? Let me get my hair out of the way. Okay, just keep one hand close to the hooks, like this, and hold them in place, and then take the other hand. No, you don't need to push hard. Just find the right angle. A bit lower. A bit more in, like a straight line with the... Oh, yeah, that's it. I thought your hands didn't tremble like that when you cracked open the lock, huh? Now, turn me around and take what's yours. Babe, don't worry about doing it wrong, okay? Like, basic rule, if you see that I'm clearly enjoying it, you're doing it right. Keep kissing me. And keep letting your hands wander all over me. You're way too overdressed, babe. Let me help you with that shirt. And that belt. Oh, fuck. Yeah, touch me there. Oh. What are you into? God, you're a real giver, huh? How do you want me? On the bed? Legs spread wide open? Oh. Oh God, you've never seen a pussy, have you? Oh. Do you like it? Fuck, the way you look at me. It's so hot. Like you should take that stethoscope and check my pulse right now. Fuck. I need your tongue, okay? Seriously, I have needs, alright? Like, if you don't know what it's like when a girl's ovulating, it's fucking real. Trust me. Okay. Look, don't worry. I can explain that whole stuff to you later, but now... Yeah. Come here. Come here and make out with my pussy. Oh. Oh, fuck. Okay. If you move up along the lips too, where they be at the top? You know about that spot? Look. Oh, no, look, it's okay. No one told you, that's all. That spot can make wonders, but you need to ease me into it, okay? Wait for a little bit before you put pressure on it, and tease it a bit first by going along the lips, and maybe stick your tongue inside the... Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're lady fast. Oh, yeah, just keep doing that. Oh, yeah. Yeah, go in. Go in and out with your tongue. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so glad you're not doing that alphabet bullshit. Nah, never mind. Just... Oh, fuck. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, move up to the clit. That's the spot I talked about. That's it. Start softly with circles. Fuck. Oh. A little more pressure. Oh. Oh. You could flick it, but not too roughly. But yes, like that. Oh. And then move your tongue. Side to side. Yeah. Yeah, get a finger in there. Get two in. Get two in. Oh. Oh. You keep doing that thing with your tongue and repeat it. Fuck! A little bit faster. No. No, fuck yes. Some want it too. And. Oh, fuck. Your tongue is. Oh. No, fuck. Fuck yes. Twirl it around like that. Just like that. Fuck. Fuck. Fuck, I can't. Fuck. Oh my god. Oh my god, I'm gonna come. Oh. Holy shit. Holy shit. Holy shit, I needed that. And I also need more. Slide your boxers off, okay, babe? It's okay if you're nervous. I think I can make it go away. Let me show you how. Does that feel good? You were exposed and your cock is fucking beautiful. No, babe. Don't worry about that. It's not because it's bigger or smaller than any other dicks I've seen, okay? It's because it's yours. Ah, fuck, I love these veins. And that heat. And that muskiness. And your balls. All warm and sensitive and heavy. Can I suck on these? Tell me if anything feels uncomfortable, okay? Looks like you're liking this though. You like my tongue and my lips. My saliva. Fuck. You chewed my mouth. I know you touched myself while I do it. Just lean back and let me suck you off, babe. It's okay to make any sounds you want. I love your manly moans. You like when I move my tongue over the spot right under the head? Yeah, I paid attention in my anatomy classes. Tell me if you're about to get there, okay? I'll ease up a bit. Because, I need to have this gorgeous part of you inside me too, okay? Are you ready for me to take it deeper? Let go all of your worries and just take it in. I'm feeling my throat. You like that, don't you? Let me twist my tongue around a bit while I do that. And grab your balls. I have some on my face, babe. I get all sloppy like this. I can tell. I feel so good. Let me keep sucking intense like this for a bit. I love looking into your eyes when I please you. Fuck, I'm so close. Oh, and let me suck as fast and as deep as I can until I come, okay? Oh, yeah. God, that felt so good. You don't know how glad I am that you've been this resilient, babe, because I need you to fuck this pussy right now and just fucking possess it by pounding it as hard as you can. Put me on the bed again. Please. Please. I need it. Just put it inside me now. I need to... Oh, fuck. It feels so, so good inside me. Oh, I want you to let go of all your insecurities and just fuck me like an animal. Let me grab your ass and feel how it tenses up. Oh, my ass in place. Oh, my God. You're making them bounce so much it hurts. Oh, God, yes. That thing you're doing with my nipples. Oh, fuck. I'm sensitive. Pound me harder. Oh, you take it. Yes. Yes, fucking rip the clit, too. Oh, fuck. 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 You're talking about my nipple. Oh, God. Use my body and do everything you've ever wanted to do to it. Fuck yes. I bet you're not feeling nervous about touching me now. Or fucking the living life out of me. Oh. No, you've been holding back for so long. It's time to let go, okay? Oh, you're getting close. Oh, just fucking back into my little pussy until you shoot your ribs and come all the way inside it. Oh, fuck. Fuck this pussy as hard as you fucking can. Just. Oh, fuck. Fuck. God. Fuck. Oh my God. Orgasms. Holy shit. You have no idea how good you just made me feel. I mean, this is like when I took some smuggled in pill from some guy after work and it made me see stars, like, combined with that time when I was 10 and got back at my bully by making all of her popular friends laugh at her, and that time when I was drunk and got that idea about hamsters telepathically. My bad. Speaking in tongues as a means of mass communication and... You fuck did you do that? All those confident dudes I'd been with before, like, they've have nothing on you. How did you hide this from me for so long? Fuck. Yeah, come here and cuddle. You know, with all that we've been through, I'm at least happy that it ends like this with you. So many horrible things just came right after one another, and at times it just felt overwhelming. Having something good happen to me like this now isn't something I take for granted, so thank you. So, how was your first time? Was I any good? Fuck! Yeah, I could tell you were nervous. Just believe me, you blew my fucking mind. You must have been bottling all that up for so long. I'm glad I could give you some release, if nothing else. I guess there's nothing else to do now than to keep witnessing the apocalypse and party until we run out of pizza, huh? I never imagined human life to end so anticlimactically. But we're not alone, so I suppose what we can't do is to represent all those little human things about us together. Hey, what's that other light? Oh, check it out. It's a distress signal. I mean, who knows, right? Maybe some of the other stations will pick it up in time, or one of their ships. What do you know? Commander did one thing right after all. You know what? Let's worry about that later. I'd like to rest up on your shoulder, like this, and let you regain your strength. Because I actually already feel ready for another round. Hey, I told you, I have needs, okay? Alright, I seriously have to start educating you about how ovulation works, so let me start explaining it to— Hey! Don't fall asleep on me! Damn it. Oh well. Okay, I'll accept that part of you too. I really like you. Rest up for me, babe. Good night.